In The House of Tomorrow, novelist Peter Bognani tells the story of Jared and Sebastian, frustrated teenagers with no idea how to get from point A to point B. Sebastian lives in isolation in a geodesic dome with a fiercely independent woman named Anna, a disciple of Buckminster Fuller. Sebastian is her protege in all things. Hours of geometry lessons, Vitamix, juice drinks, isolation, even cleaning atop the dome, secured by suction cup gloves. Meanwhile, Jared lives beyond the scope of most teenage boys. Like his role model, Sid Vicious, his home life is unpredictable. Jared's sister Meredith is promiscuous with the creepy guys she lets sneak into her bedroom, and his mother Janice has become a religious zealot. She thinks a youth group might be good for everyone, and it is, but not in the way she had hoped. These two scared teenage boys, each on the verge of something, meet and find a common language in the world of garage bands. Through a series of mishaps, they steal a bass from the church during youth group and form a band, The Rash. First gig, talent night at the church in several weeks. First practice, to be determined. The House of Tomorrow charts life's many awkward predicaments in straightforward prose, full of humor, love, and the Ramones.